Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. OMG, we're going to talk all about
challenges
and launching. Yep. And how to use challenges to launch better, faster, stronger, awesomer, smarter.
Build more engagement, be more valuable, get more people on your list, and like have a damn fun time doing it.
Yeah. So as you may or may not know, we had a 5 days to launch challenge earlier this June, and we ran it literally just for 5 days. But we did a lot of promotion leading up to it, and we wanted to talk to you today about everything that worked, things we would have changed, how our engagement went throughout, and how it's affected our launch so far. When we're recording this podcast, we are literally still in the middle of launching, so can't give you final numbers, but I can tell you what I think it did in the beginning.
Yes.
And I'm excited to jump in.
If you want to hear more about like what the challenge taught, we just had an episode go out earlier, like last week. So you want to check that one out. And it really went over like what it was called, what people were learning and all of that good stuff. So now we're literally just getting into the data and the stats and like literally what we did with the challenge. So you can copy and paste these same strategies if you want to run a challenge yourself. The benefits of running a challenge, like for the long and short of it, is to grow your list really quickly because you're providing amazing value and you're wanting to make changes for your clients, customers, audience, tribe, community, whatever, in their lives. A challenge takes a lot of work. It's really fun and it's pretty simple to do and set up, like especially if you just follow our framework, but it does take a lot of time for you to engage with your people. That could vary depending on how many people you have signed up for your list. So for our very first challenge ever, we had over 2,000 people sign up, and it was like its own full-time job once the challenge started in our Facebook group, because it took a lot of our energy and engagement, because we wanted to make sure that people were getting walked through this stuff and like getting their questions answered and all of that great stuff. But it's a really nice little fun strategy for you to try if you have some awesome stuff to teach and you want to make some changes. So for some simple numbers here, we ran the challenge for 5 days. Like Abby said, we started on a Monday. We ended it on a Friday. We delivered the challenge content via email, so it hit everyone's inbox at 5 a.m. the morning of that day. And then we facilitized further engagement inside our Facebook group with daily prompts related to the challenge and daily Facebook Lives related to the challenge. We also promoted on Instagram and Instagram stories within our group, on our Facebook page, through a paid Facebook ad, and through email for our current people who were on our list, letting them know that they can sign up for the challenge and that it was about to start. We started promotion on June 4th. So like quite a bit, like over a week before the challenge actually started, and then ended midnight the day before the challenge actually kicked off.
And keep in mind, the number of people going through the challenge was a pretty small percentage of our overall list. So, and I would say, and it's hard to know exactly for sure without going through it one by one, but about half the people that participated were brand new to us, never had seen anything from us before. And the other half were existing members of our list who were hyper engaged and super focused. And I mean, they had to be because they were getting literally nonstop content from us for a week, whereas our normal list is used to hearing from us once, twice a week, if that.
Yeah, but this was like 7 days of of emails.
7 days of crazy. So leading up to the challenge, we did promotion. So we did email our list twice, I believe, our whole list to get people on. And we really spent the majority of our time on Facebook trying to drum up excitement and drum up people wanting to participate. We talked about the value that we were going to deliver throughout those 5 days. And we had definitely planned on launching a paid program at the end. But for the whole challenge, there was no pitching. Like, and not until, I guess it was 3 or 4 days after the challenge ended that we actually started pitching. So we, for up until that point, all we were doing was dishing constant value, value. And then a little bit about our Facebook ad. Can you read the board from where you're at? Do you know how much we spent?
Oh, yeah. We spent about $2,000.
So for some of you, you're like, woof. Like, that's crazy. Why would you spend that much on a challenge? But it was promoting our brand new program that's got a hefty price tag. So we could sell one or two seats to our program, and that would completely cover the cost of our Facebook ads.
Yeah.
So for us, that made a lot of sense.
Right. A little bit about that Facebook ad. It was a video ad. We got on camera. We talked about how awesome the challenge was, what people were going to learn, what we were going to cover, that it was free, who it was for. We ran that ad from June 5th to June 11th. So for the entire like promotion period leading up to midnight of the start of the challenge, it was delivered to warm people. So people who had visited our website before, they've watched certain videos on our Facebook page, or they have enrolled in previous courses. And then we also delivered it to some cold audiences. So we started with a really wide net at first. We started with about 12 different cold audiences and ended up turning the majority of those off and serving to roughly about 3 to 5 of those. And I say roughly because we would start with 5 and then turn one off and then adjust the budget for one and then turn one back on based on engagement or clicks. And we really just kind of like let those be fluid throughout the week. And we were paying attention to them about every 6 hours, kind of seeing what they were doing. It's a little hard to tell, like some of it's clear cut, some of it isn't, because you can tell exactly if someone clicks on the ad and signs up, like that counts as a conversion for that ad. But you also have to remember that people take a while to be convinced to do something. So they might have seen the ad a couple times, and then they might have already been in the Facebook group, or they might have joined the Facebook group because of the ad first, and then they clicked on a link separately. But the ad maybe is what drew them into our audience to begin with. So some of those are lost in the mix. But what we can for sure tell is that the ads brought in about 250 actual challenge registrants, but almost 30,000 engagements, which most likely led to more registrants, but it's impossible to tell.
Yeah. I know that sounds like a huge bit of like data, like vomit, but it's really, it was good. Because what that did was it got our challenge in front of a bunch of eyeballs. And it got people talking about it, and it got people talking about it, not just in our Facebook group, but other Facebook groups. It got people talking about it on their personal pages, on their Instagram stories, on their personal Instagrams. And people were so excited to start the challenge by the time that the challenge opened that we saw the craziest engagement we have ever seen on literally anything we've ever done.
Yeah. So a couple of other promotions that we did before we get into the meat of what happened during the challenge and some lessons learned is we posted on Instagram 24 times. 14 of those were before the challenge even started. So that 14th Instagram post was the start of the challenge. It was like, okay, we're kicking it off. Everything's getting started. Here's where you need to be when you need to be there. Everything after that, so the next 10 posts were keeping engagement up throughout the challenge and letting people know that we were going live in our Facebook group, kind of letting them just dive deeper into the content if they wanted to just kind of read that on Instagram. But we really let people know you need to check your inbox and you need to come into the Facebook group because that's where the bulk of the engagement was happening. And so we made sure to honor that by not really having engagement, that much engagement happening anywhere else, because we really wanted to make it clear that you really only need to be in two spots, your email and the Facebook group. And if you were in the Facebook group, we could talk to you more and on a more personal level than we can on Instagram. So we'd rather just like focus getting people there instead of like having them spread out all over the place.
Yeah. So then the morning of the challenge start, they got a email at 5 a.m. Uh-huh. And we asked them to participate. And the way we incentivized participation was we had a couple of things going on. They got a workbook when they joined the challenge, and we made it so simple. Mm-hmm. I know how easy it is to overcomplicate these things because I am the one who overcomplicates things. And we literally started writing the workbook and we started writing about what we thought they should be doing throughout the challenge. And we were making it way too hard. Like it was going to make it like overwhelming and nearly impossible for them to complete. So we tried to make it so easy that in literally 5 to 10 minutes a day, someone could, quote, complete the challenge requirements mm-hmm. and participate and feel engaged. And then anything above and beyond that would just be icing on the cake. So the workbook was just some prompts and they had things to fill in. And then we asked them to go post a certain response in the Facebook group regarding mm-hmm. how they filled out their workbook. And the way we got people to participate in filling out the workbook was we incentivized this workbook being filled out by offering a scholarship to our program. So immediately upon them joining the challenge, we didn't lie to them and say pitch free. We didn't lie to them and say nothing was happening at the end. We told them we were going to have a mm-hmm. webinar masterclass the following Tuesday, and we were going to open doors for a brand new program. And if you yep. participated and you filled out the workbook, you could win a scholarship seat to our brand new program.
Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite things that we've done, because in the past, we've told people we're going to have a masterclass, we're going to have a webinar, but we haven't been like, because we're opening the doors for something really cool, because we're opening the doors for this thing, like, and literally call it out. So I really liked kind of the freedom and the release that that gave us, where as soon as you hopped onto the thank you page of the challenge, you watched a little video from us saying, we would love for you to fill out the workbook. And if you do that, you're going to get to enter to win a chance, you know, to get a seat at this big thing that we're announcing. And we also had the time and date of the webinar and like what they were going to learn and everything. So we weren't keeping anything a secret. And I think that that like got people talking about the Strategy Academy before it like was even really a thing, before people even really knew what it was, because they knew that it was going to be released on that day.
Yeah, I think it definitely helped conversions later, which we can talk mm-hmm. about. But so they came in excited and raring to go. And then that first day and every day thereafter, we had a 30-minute plus live Facebook Live in mm-hmm. our Facebook group. Now, I'm going to give you a little hint here. We did the live actually on our Facebook page. We told people it was in our group and incentivized them joining our group, but we did it on our page because we needed traction on our page, because we were going to send all of this paid advertising and hopefully organic reach to our page for this program that was going to open up right afterwards. Mm-hmm. So the more momentum we could get going on that page in the week prior meant that Facebook was going to be like, they're delivering awesome content. Mm-hmm. They're doing awesome things. I think it makes sense via our algorithm to let people see their page for free. So we went live on our page and then had a member of our team share it to our group. And you could definitely do this yourself, but we just had them do it so we weren't fumbling around the first 3 minutes. And that allowed us to get a lot of comments and organic reach to new people that didn't know us at all, because our page can be seen by anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was super helpful. If you guys already don't have a Facebook group, we also know of people who literally just create a Facebook group for the duration of their challenge. So maybe having a group long-term isn't something that you want to do, but having a place where people can engage specifically around that topic, I know is super helpful and valuable for them. So consider just opening up like a pop-up Facebook group. So it's only good for a week or for that month or whatever, and closing it down or archiving it once the challenge is over. Now, talking very briefly about timing of challenge, prior to settling on the 5 days to launch challenge, we were literally going to do a 30 days to launch challenge.
It's so funny to me.
I know. It's hilarious now. We were going to literally have a challenge go for 30 days because, you know, we thought like, okay, it could take a month to do XYZ. And it could, like, we could have definitely like dove in a lot deeper, cleared up things a lot faster, or like quote better, made even more decisions and options and whatever for people. But our entire point of the challenge was getting off your booty and launching something as quickly as possible. And so we're like, you know what? We're just going to shorten it to a week and we're going to make shit happen in a week. And I think that that was, first of all, thank goodness we did that for literally our sanity. But also, I think that that week really got a lot of people just like, you know what? Let me just try stuff this week. Let me just push something out that I'm maybe not ready to do, or I don't think it's perfect because I only have a week to do it. And I think that 30 days would have let people kind of like hem-haw about it even more.
Well, let's think about anything. Have you been able to be consistent at anything for 30 days? I don't know. Like,
no.
Like you try, I'm going to try a juice cleanse. Like that lasts.
I'm gonna try that whole 30.
Like it lasts.
That lasts until you're stuffing marshmallows in your face in your closet. Not that I've ever done that before.
Oh my God. So like people literally have a threshold where they are only motivated for so much time and then they run out of steam. And yes, you will get people to participate till the end, but you get so much trickle off that it's like, is it really worth it? Like, because you're going to have lost so much momentum. So what happened by only having it 5 days is we still lost people throughout the 5 days.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Even though new people were joining, the engagement gradually went down every single day. Day one was the craziest. And then day two, a little less, a little less, a little less. And so if we had waited 30 days,
we would have had like two people hanging out at the end.
There would have been nobody there. And so just be mindful of how people work these days. People are busy. People don't have a huge amount of time commitments for things. So if you're going to make a challenge, make it something they can complete quickly, like a couple of days, a couple of hours, like not that you can't do a 30-day something or other at some point, but I wouldn't make that your freebie. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers.
I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Get unparalleled access to job seekers with over 350 million unique monthly visitors globally, according to Indeed data, and an extended reach through Glassdoor. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
So I think a question that is probably popping up in a lot of people's heads is, okay, but what do you do if the challenge starts on Monday and like people have heard about it late? Like, what do you do about latecomers? And I feel like we handled this really well and it kept getting us signups. It kept getting us engagement and it made people who like couldn't join for the live really feel like that they were still getting the content. So we created basically a challenge library, an archive landing page, and we made it through lead pages that as soon as we would send out the email and we would wrap up that day's live, our assistant would pop up the link to that video and a link to that email on a lead page. And it would have 5 thumbnails of the videos that we're planning on doing live. And after it would end, she would pop them in there. And so when you would sign up for the challenge, like a brand new challenge person, say it's day 3, immediately in your email, you get a link to the library and say, hey, we've already got this party started, but you can go get caught up right here by binge reading and listening to the lessons. And so people were able to dive in no matter what day they started. We also kept that library up for about 4 or 5 days after the launch challenge ended, because some people just needed a couple days to like re-go over content or they missed something or whatever. And I think that that was really beneficial for our peeps.
Yeah, people were binging on the weekend that like maybe had a full-time job and they didn't necessarily have time to tackle it. We had some people who were like literally, like they called themselves this, so I'm not calling them this. I'm crazy. I'm doing the 5 days to launch in one day.
In one day, yeah.
And
yeah.
So they were going through all the content at once and mm-hmm. then trying to rapid fire do all of the steps we talked about, which was awesome because, I mean, they were getting engaged and getting excited.
Yeah.
And then at the end, I think the thing that really helped like seal the deal for all of it before we got into like the pitching and the launching the following week was we told them, like, we want to see your results. Right. We want to see what it is that you did, what it is that you accomplished. And so we kind of bent our own rules. Like, we've always had a no promos in our group policy, mm-hmm. no, like, no posting links up, like, we will delete it, yada, yada. And so we kind of let a free-for-all happen. Mm-hmm. And we told them this, like, share what you've been putting together, share a link, like,
share,
tell us
how
much money you've made, try to pitch us, all this stuff. And because of that, we got a bunch of people super excited. Mm-hmm. And we're obviously going to have to go back in and, like, tell them the rules right. again.
But people were, like, actually making sales.
Yeah.
And they were coming into the group and saying, I just got a cha-ching, or I just sold this thing. I made my first sale over here. And I don't want to say a lot, but I know more than one of those sales came from people who were other challenge participants.
Yeah.
So, like, everyone just, like, being really in tune with what other people were offering and supporting each other by actually purchasing it.
Yeah. I'm going to pull it up right now so you just talk. But the things they actually were able to accomplish.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I wanted to mention really quickly the ability for people to sign up for the challenge even after it started got us an additional 165 registrants as the challenge kept progressing. So that's not a number to shy away from at all. Another stat I wanted to pull out is that the masterclass that we're having on the Tuesday after the challenge ended, we were mentioning it from day one. Like, it was on the thank you page and it was in the PS of every email. You could click on it to get reminders. But we also told all of the challenge people that they were automatically registered for the masterclass. So we were letting them know you're going to get emails reminding you to come to this masterclass. And what that did for us is typically when we have a webinar, we get about 700 to 800 people who register, and then, you know, an even lower number than that of people who actually show up live. For this masterclass, it then meant we had over 2,000 people interested in the masterclass because we told them about it. And that drastically, like, four times the amount of number who came live to our masterclass, which was insane.
It was insane. So here's some things that people were able to accomplish in 5 days because they were participating. So Molly launched for Creative Mamas, a coaching package for those people who wanted to go from exhausted to confident as a badass artist. And she also started her own Facebook group to start kind of masterminding with these women. Diana made a collection of handmade candle holders. Sarah launched her website and her own private Facebook community, Facebook page, Instagram account, and started her own t-shirt line. Alexis relaunched her custom gifting service. Mary made a solar eclipse viewing party kit, which that sounds so much fun. Tanya, she got the oomph she needed to get her booty launching her website, and she now has direct sales, which was awesome. Vanessa launched her social snail mail. Kendra did her smokeless smudging spray, which sounds super cool. Krista has a Pinterest strategy coaching Friday night, and she launched it on a Friday night, and she had two clients sign up the same night she launched.
That's awesome.
And, like, that's just, like, the tip of the iceberg. That's just, like, a few people's stories, but we wouldn't have gotten the stories if we didn't ask people to share them, and mm-hmm. we hadn't, like, because now we have all this data to say, next time we do the challenge, we can say these are the kind of results people were able to get in 5 days. Yep. It didn't cost them anything.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's go over a couple of the lessons we learned, the mega mistake we made, and some key takeaways. So if everyone's, like, geared up to make a challenge for their own peeps, maybe y'all can learn from us. So if you're wanting an ad to your challenge, this was, like, the mega, like, oops, mistake we made. And it's not detrimental. Like, it literally isn't. It's more detrimental to just the data and the stats of what we were able to gather instead of the actual, like, success of the challenge. We had a conversion ad running on Facebook, which means When you run a conversion ad, you're telling Facebook what that conversion value or is. So like, if they visit a certain page, count them as a conversion. So when someone opt-ins for whatever it is that you're offering, what's the page that they go to after they successfully opt-in? That's what you want to tell Facebook to count as a conversion. So we had the wrong page designated as counting as a conversion. We were counting everyone landing on that page as a conversion instead of people who saw the thank you page.
Right. And that was literally just a, we were like doing things way too fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it was, Facebook was spitting out like, you're getting conversions for 40 cents. And yeah. We're like, what?
Like that's incredibly good. And I'm like, we're pretty good, but not that good.
Like, I'm like, I don't believe you, Facebook. And yeah. So at first we thought Facebook was on crack, which yeah. Sometimes that's true. Sometimes Facebook is really bad at its job. But then I was like, hey, Emily, will you show me how you set this up? And so she walked me through it and she's like, Oh, dang it. So we fixed it, but we found out really quickly that those things that we thought were those people that we thought cost us 40 cents were costing us five times as much to convert. So that was a little bit of a letdown, but we were pretty aware, like, right. Because what Facebook was saying and what was actually happening over on ConvertKit didn't match. And
we were still able to do the math to see, like, okay, this is what it's actually costing us. We just thought Facebook was telling us the wrong number. Yeah. They were telling us their right number based off what we were telling them to count. So if you're doing an ad, just make sure you're sending the conversion to the right page.
Sure.
And then I think overall, the challenge, we did not expect that many people to sign up. I don't think we really had a goal for how many people were actually going to sign up for the challenge.
Yeah, we did.
So there,
We had 2,500 was our
goal. Oh, no, you're right. I remember that whole conversation now. I forgot.
So here's, we use this really crazy cool launch calculator. I don't know if we can figure out where the link is anymore. But let me tell you what the gist of it said. So we were trying to figure out how many people do we need in the door who are going to be hyper engaged so that we can get the conversions after the fact that we need to get people to sign up for our bigger program. And so we did the math, and everybody's math is going to be different because our conversions are going to be different than your conversions. And so we took what we needed and then we added a bunch of buffer room because we had never had a program that cost this much before. And so we didn't know how that would affect our conversion rate. Mm-hmm. And we basically like added 1,000 people to what we thought it needed to be. And granted, we were still going to pitch to our whole list. So after the 5 days launch challenge, the emails were going to go back to everyone. Right.
We just wanted that many people really, really ready to hear it.
Yeah. We wanted like a hyper engaged, like you guys are like ready to flip the switch. And like the rest of you, hopefully a couple of you will trickle in. Yeah. But I'm still going to pitch to you anyway because you're on my list.
Exactly. That's what we do. And then one minor, like, again, just because we were like trying to get everything scheduled and just totally spaced on scheduling the first prompt to go out inside of our Facebook group. And it would not have been an issue because normally we have our prompts in our Facebook group scheduled to go out at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, which is fine. Well, it was about 8:15, and we were getting all of these notifications in the group of people copying,
they're
doing the things that they're supposed to be doing and they don't know where to do it. And we're like, sorry, that thing's supposed to be going out at 9. I guess that's too late. So when I went to go check in SmarterQue, I'm like, oh crap, no one ever scheduled that. Like for the entire week, nothing was scheduled. So I went through and loaded all the prompts, wrote all the copy, and scheduled them to go out at 5 a.m., which is when the email was being delivered, which now sounds like a big duh, like obviously you want to schedule it at the same time. So don't let there be a gap in between when you're sending the email and then when you're giving people the opportunity to write something in your group. And I thought maybe, okay, they'll just know where to post and it'll be fine. But people love a thread. and somewhere to follow and somewhere to be.
They're like afraid they're going to break the rules.
Right. Like they need to be knowing that they're doing it in the right place. So give them, make that just super clear.
Yeah. Cause I think it kind of, we kind of made it sound like you can do whatever you want and you can post in the group and, but people are like,
that's kind of scary for people. So make it super clear on where they're supposed to be.
Yeah. They're all about, I want to go to this post on this page and do what I'm supposed to and then leave because I'm uncomfortable. But I think it went really awesome. I was so impressed. The thing that really blew me away was the stats. So when we started sending out the challenge emails, our open rates were about double what they normally are. So granted, we're sending to a much smaller list.
Right.
And they literally signed up to hear about this thing. Mm-hmm. So obviously they want to know about it. Yeah. But also our unsubscribes were way down, which was, I mean, again, they signed up for it. They want to hear about it. Like, why would they unsubscribe? Well, you'd be surprised how often people sign up for things and they're like, I don't want to hear about this, or I didn't sign up for this. Yeah, you did, ma'am. So I would say it was about a tenth of what we normally get as far as unsubscribes. And so we were only getting a couple on email instead of 50. Or whatever. Right.
Like literally 3 or 6 or 4.
That was amazing. That said, this was like during that week. Now we're like a whole week and a half after the words and we've started pitching and all of that. Since then, we've lost about 100 of the people who signed up. Mm-hmm. So I grew our email list by over 1,000 because it's funny. By having these ads running, by being super engaged, we not only grew our email list by people signing up for the challenge, but people signed up for other things too. Mm-hmm. So we grew our email list somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500 the week leading up to the challenge, which to grow that much in a week is like literally something we've never done. Other than with like a giveaway. So this felt way better because they felt more receptive to learning. And since we're an education company, like I want them to feel receptive to learning. So it went up, but then we've lost about 100 of those somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500. Post challenge.
Right.
So, and that's pretty typical. Like if you were to do something on social media and you got a bunch of new followers really quickly, you're bound to lose some people here and there. So I'm not surprised by that. Mm-hmm. We could have lost way more. I'm going to feel good about going into our next launch because now I feel like I know how to do it.
Well, and I think the biggest takeaway, like, I think you guys can go down two different routes of how you want to look at your challenge. Is you can either look at it as, I literally just want to provide value and I want to grow my list.
Yeah.
Like, do that. Have a challenge, have a party, make it super fun and be done with it. Now you have engaged people who are receptive to what you are saying, and that's golden. That's priceless. Or you can have those same goals and those same ideas, but you actually like want to pitch something at the end.
Right.
And the purpose of pouring this much energy into something like this before a giant pitch is you truly have people who are asking for what you are about to sell. When do the doors open? When can I pay you money? Because you have just given them so much value and so much content for free that they are asking themselves, okay, if I was able to make these moves for free with free content, I can only imagine what's going to happen for the paid content. So therefore, as soon as we open the doors, our conversion rates on that masterclass were astronomical. The amount of people who we welcomed in on the first day of our biggest program of our life ever being opened, I really, truly think a big part of that had to do with the momentum that we had just created from the challenge.
Oh, 100%. 100%. And, you know, I am so excited about how that's going. And we're definitely going to, there's another podcast coming out soon. So stay tuned for that. So if you want to hear about how the launch went and how all of that went down, we'll go over in great detail all of that jazz. But I really just want you to know that there is reward for your effort and there is reward for you giving everything. And I was so surprised by the amount of people who, when she's saying like people literally want to give you their money, like they literally said like word for word, how can I go ahead and pay you? And we were like, do we have like a secret URL?
Right, like, right. We were like, do we make this work? But
like, we started questioning, like, did we launch early? Like, we were very weird about it because it was just a very strange feeling. And we stuck to our guns and waited to open the doors. And we just kept those people really excited. And we definitely took notes. If you know who these people are, more than any other time, because this was such a large program launch for us and it was such a high dollar program, we had to make our pitch different. Like, yes, we're pitching to the world and we're going out and we're selling to a massive group of people, but we needed to be mindful of throughout the challenge who is super involved, who is super excited, who is super revved up and ready for this next step, and literally know their names, literally know their businesses and what they're accomplishing. Because then during launch week, we could personally reach out to them. And we did some personal outreach, and we'll definitely talk more about that in our launching podcast.
I am super excited to give you the recap of all the data of that amazing launch, but we're right smack dab in the middle of it. So I can't wait to share those numbers with you. I hope this gave you guys some ideas on how you can run a challenge for your business, some mistakes that maybe you can avoid, some engagement tactics that you can try to boost all of that good stuff. And I can't wait to see what you guys create.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.